Good evening, good evening. Welcome back to another episode with your boy Joey Fresh, Yes to Death. And thank you so much to all my listeners around the world for taking the time out the day and night to support by listening to your boy Fresh. All I just ask, and I really would appreciate it if you just stop, subscribe, and help and donate a dollar or $5, even 10 for this broadcast. The more you help, the more you give, the better the content is, and as well, sooner the video will come out. So I really would appreciate it. And today's topic is going to be even a big banger like last one. So hold on tight. Here's the intro, and we're going to get right into it. Welcome, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, today's topic, you know, I know last episode was even big. You know, it hit my high records, and I thank to those all around the world to take the time to listen about how they got exposed. And I really appreciate those who took the time to listen and also reach out to your boy. And I thank you so much for, you know, your amazing messages and comments. Hey, you know, it's wrong that you basically treat people different ways if you don't like to be treated by the true facts. But that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it's a new topic, a new episode. And today has been so crucial. It's been a burden on me. And I want to share this about what I'm going through. All right. So I took on a new journey, took on a new path, took on a new career. All right. And today's topic is basically sink or swim. I know we have heard this multiple times, right? Do a lot of motivators, do our instructors, do our co-workers and management. But understand this, ladies and gentlemen, that sometimes when you're stepping into your own zone, right, it's a lot different from working a regular 9-to-5 job. Because your security financially is superb. Means that you already know that what you're going to basically clock in and clock out is going to develop your paycheck. Now, if you switch and transition over to basically sales as a sales rep, right, and working off a commission, now it's a different ball game. You're not comfortable basically clocking in, clocking out. Because think about it, your time is earned when you're on the clock. You are getting an hourly wage. Now, when you're working on a commission and make that transition, you have to sell a product. If you don't sell a product, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to make that commission money. Now, your mind start playing with you. Then your mind playing with you, clocking in, clocking out. It's a different perspective, the way how you analyze the work environment. Because when you clock in, you're not thinking about, oh, I got to sell a product. When you clock in into a regular 9-to-5 job, you're thinking about your coworkers. You're thinking about the tasks or the objective that you need to do. Now, when you make that transition to come onto the commission side of sales, now it's a different ballgame because it comes down to you. If you properly know all the information, do you know how to properly sell? How you basically build on emotions and then follow up with logic, then hit them with emotions. It's a different ways how you basically engage, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what I've been basically doing on these past, going into tomorrow, be actually my first month producing on this amazing career. And I've learned a lot. Especially today. Because the only one I could hold accountable to is myself, right? Even though I'm learning each and every day, and your boy was so outraged, right? That I wanted to take my anger and you know, it's easy when you have rage and anger that you want to throw it on somebody, but not yourself. So I took the initiative today on the way home. I said, you know what? I'm mad at myself. I got to do better. I got to learn better. I got to hold myself accountable. I got to take that energy and put it in my work even 10 times harder. You know what? I raise my hand right now and I admit that I wanted to basically go and drink my sorrows. Hey, we're all human, right? But I said, you know what? No, I'm not gonna give in. I'm not gonna be conquered like that. I'm gonna conquer it. Understand that, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes you gotta raise up. Sometimes you gotta look up and say, I can and I will do what I need to do. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's easy to be sinking. Because all you're doing is just giving up. You could be sinking in the water, quicksand, or in the mud. But then you realize, nah, there's more of me to come out. There's more of me to fight. There's more of me I could give. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to start swimming. Or I'm going to start wiggling. Or I'm going to start grabbing some branch or some rope to get me out what I need to do. So you need to fight. Fight each and every day. You know what? I want to be 100 with you right now. You know what made that transition to me? I'm going to be straight with you guys. Is that my aunt just got out of the hospital a couple days ago. And it hurts me. It hurts me to say that the woman that basically helped and raised me is, you know, a fighter to get out of a coma. You know, if she could fight to come back home, am I selfish for not fighting for her? Because think about it, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what, bills are going to be bills. Her medical bills may be crazy, right? We don't think about that, right? You don't think about the other outcome. So that's my why. My aunt's my why. You know, and hey, I'll be a man to admit that. I'll be a man to admit it. You know? Because if you don't admit your failure, you're hiding it within. And you will never let it come out. You always will point fingers, then accept what you need to do and change in your life. So that's why I wanted to come and basically share my experience. Because right now, hey, my mind is playing a lot of tricks right now. And it's so easy to give in to temptation. So easy. Hey, I'm one of those guys that if I know I'm being defeated, well, I better drink my sorrows away and feel like I just lost the whole battle. But I said, not today. Not today, Fresh. I ain't gonna sink easy like that. I ain't gonna let the weight hold me down no more. I'm gonna start swimming up. Give it all I got. Use all my might. And each and every day, I'm just gonna keep giving. And giving. Hey, your boy's been getting knocked down left and right. Left and right. And I said, you know what? I'm happy one of my friends, Austin, hit me up, keeping me accountable. And I said, you know what, man? Hey, I didn't deliver like I said I was going to do this morning. But you know what? I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to start investing more what I need to start doing. Because you know what, ladies and gentlemen? It's honestly 100. When you feel like you're being defeated, you're like, you know what? I'm going to go back what I used to do. Instead of staying and sticking through it. And say, you know what? I'm going to give it all I got. Give it all I got. Doesn't hurt. Well, I already get 1 month in. Why not another month? What another month? You have to keep fighting. Like, you got to fight for your life. When I realized that I deal with people that don't want to change their life for their family. You know how sad that is? You came all across the country here for your first time travel but you're not willing to invest your family, but you like to work more. I realize working would never leave, ladies and gentlemen. You will work yourself to death instead of spending more time with your family. Creating memories that majority of your time is at work. Think about it. Your whole life is around coworkers. No matter what job or career you take yourself, you're investing majority of your whole life, maybe 75%. Yeah, 75% when you start working or until you retire or you hit the lotto, either or. But no matter what, you spend a fraction, less than 3% out of the whole year, 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks throughout the whole year, you'll spend time with your family. Here, a couple of days here, a couple of days there, maybe a weekend. But realize that, ladies and gentlemen, time don't stop for no one. You may be rich, may be poor. No matter what, you can't buy time. Time does not stop. Your kids, your family are always growing and getting old. It does not go backwards. And you ain't gonna get younger. So matter of fact, I'm just sharing that with you. You gotta realize, if you're working for your family, spend time with your family. Don't get sidetracked that you say, I'm doing this for my kids, or I'm doing for this for my wife or my grandma or whatever, and you neglect to spend time with them on your days off. I love what I do because I learn each and every day. That why is pushing me. That's my drive. That's my driven. I learn on my failures, then run away from my failures. Hey, I'll be honest. When I got my couple no's the first time, I didn't want to see no one else. I didn't want to talk to no one. All I wanted to do was go in the break room. I'd be 100. You want to basically cut it quits already. And I said, nah. I didn't change my mindset. I didn't change my mentality. That's not a winner's mentality. That's a quitter mentality. I'm happy I did this jump. I'm happy I took this leap. Because you know why? It's bringing the best out of me. The true me. Hey, you know what? I invest in a lot of time. I sacrifice a lot of things. Honestly, I'd be right now at the bar down the street. Hey. But I said, you know what? Instead of drinking, start reading. Ooh, man, that got me good. Instead of drinking, start reading. Reading the notes I need to do. Reading the literature I need to better myself. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. It's those who are successful that work in the dark. Then just basically clock in and clock out. Hey, we all want to be successful, but we just don't want to go through the pain. It's easy to talk about it, but they didn't realize how hard it is. That's what I've learned. People are out here making big, cool money, but they never told you the way they walk, it's a lot of hard work. But I say, you know what? I'm going to roll up my sleeves. I'm going to button up my shirt. And I said, and just take it on. I'm ready for this fight. So, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, I thank you so much from my heart to understand the things I'm going through to share you, that you may be in the same rut, in the same mindset, feel like you've been defeated. Don't give up on yourself. I give up on myself all the time, but I said, you know what? If I could keep pushing and fighting for my why can't you? Because remember, when you get that slap in your face of someone that you dearly love, that are in the hospital, and you wish you could have spent more time with, your whole perspective changes. Your whole life changes. And I don't push religion, but at the end of the day, you may have to get on your knees and look up to the sky. Because there's always someone asking for help. Always. It could be in your room. Could be in your car. Could be in your closet. No matter what. You're always asking. You're asking yourself. When you close your eyes, you always talk to yourself. No matter what, you talk to yourself. When you talk to yourself, listen to yourself. And believe in yourself. Or just sink. sink and just go back. That's the easy way. I'll be honest with you. So easy to cut it short and start going and apologizing and say, you know, I want my job back. I want this back. I want to do that. You know, I should have put more thought into it. But you'll never grow. You would never grow if you never push yourself. Do you think a plant, after you water it, does it stop growing? When you keep putting water each and every day, does it stop growing? You know, the sprout comes out and like, nah, it's air. I'm going to go back in my seed. Or when it first gets some of that sun, ooh, it's too bright. Go back in my seed. Don't be that plant. Don't be that plant, ladies and gentlemen. For things to be better, you need to change. For things for you to grow, you have to go through. Hey, I'm going through it each and every day. Today is my day off. I went back. I said, you know what? Today is my day off. I said, I'm going to go. And I love the things that they're teaching me. You need to work on this. You need to do that. And I'm learning each and every day. I'm writing down notes. Okay. I'm listening to a lot of motivation. I'm reading books, listening to books, auto books. Your boy is nonstop. But like right now, I'm coming back from the gym. I had to kind of like, I'm not trying to go insane, psychotic. But hey, sometimes you need to take a good hour or two to just kind of let your mind kind of process all that information. Just let it go through. Then go back and do it again. You know, I was on this business call. I've learned a lot. There's one thing I want to share with you. Throw your pride to the side. Throw your ego, throw your pride. Don't fuck that. Throw it to the side. I didn't want to cuss, but I'm going to be 100 with you. Don't let someone, right? Let me put it in a good way. When someone critiques you, accept it. When someone's teaching you, accept it. Don't let your pride overthink it. Like, why are they treating me like that? Why are they going to treat me like that? Fuck that. Because you know why? Let them teach you the hard way so you will learn not to do it again. And I'll admit that. I feel like, fuck, why are they talking to me like this? I'm like, you know, Joey, throw my pride, throw my ego to the side. Hey, I'm still learning. This person over here is making at least 80K a month, 100K a month. You see people's tones when they talk to you. Hey, you say you want to make money. Shit. How bad you want it? I'm going to tell you what's up. If you take it, nah, I don't care. You got to think. You're like, man, this person. If someone gives you $1 million and basically bitches you out, but in a lesson way, logical way. You know, there's different ways when people kind of interpret a different way. You know what I'm saying? But you have to be open-minded to receive it. Like, oh, okay, I'm not, you know, oh, she didn't mean like that. Oh, okay, I need to work on this. Oh, okay. Then you start understanding the process. Oh, okay, now I know what I did wrong. Oh, okay. You know, hey, you know, and on this meeting, I loved it. You know, one of my mentors said, you get to a point that you say you may know it all. At the end of the day, you don't know shit. It means that you didn't learn nothing. You got to keep learning every day. You got to learn and better yourself. And the reason why I'm saying this to you, ladies and gentlemen, is because I want you to do better. I want you to reach for the stars. Reach for the fucking moon if you have to. Because you know why? There is no one's going to basically give it to you is how bad you want it. Seriously. I just realized like, man, no one's really helping me. And I'm like, well, fuck that. I'm not gonna wait for a handout. I'm not gonna wait for someone to hold my hand. Nah. You think millionaires and billionaires waited for handouts? Nah. It's all about your mind. You wake up to you every morning. You go to bed to yourself every night. Hey, you have a wife, you have a girlfriend. Hey, that's good. That's now you're working with two minds. But if you're by yourself and you feel like you're going against the world, you better suck it up. When you're back against the wall, you better tighten up. Hey, all you gotta do is get ready. Each and every day, just get ready to fight, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because we're bettering ourselves. Why? Because we're going to grow together. Why? We're going to make our money bigger. Why? We're going to take our family places we've never been. Change your mindset. I bet you it's been so long that you took a whole family trip out of the state or out of the country. How would that feel, you being that one, to take them, your whole family, and said, I did it for them? How badass that would be, you know? And if you're doing it, are you doing it comfortably or are you doing it stressfully? Because think about it, because when you go places, ain't going to be cheap. Those flights, they're starting to come back up. Hotels are starting to go back up. Inflation, ladies and gentlemen, inflations. But that's what I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen. Back to the topic. Back to the topic. Understand. The reason I'm basically educating you in the proper way, I'm going through my lessons, is basically to help you to thrive. And I want you to be the best as you could be. Hey, if I'm going to be the best as Fresh could be, I would love for you to do the same thing. And that's why I love to deliver this type of content. Through all my experiences, I've learned something that teaches me, that molded me, that I've learned from. And I give that back to you. And I give that to all the others as well around the world. That's why it's your boy Joey Fresh, always up there engaging and sharing what I'm applying. Because I am honestly the 100% truth. I ain't gonna bullshit you. I'm not gonna tell you something different. I ain't gonna lie about it. I'll be 100. So ladies and gentlemen, understand, it's something that you feel like you caught, that it really, you know, attached to you, that you feel like you learned something, write it down. Because if you don't write down what you learned, what I basically give, it's not going to be it's not going to be basically motivational to you. Because you got to think about it. For what you write down will be sticking in your mind. For what you don't write down, you'll lose it. So write it, remember it, and just go do it. So it's your boy Fresh, ladies and gentlemen. For thank you so much for taking out the time around the world, for all my listeners. Share this among people who need that boost, that encouragement. Do not sink, but swim. Even though today's topic is swink. Why keep saying swink, swink? Sink or swim. Sink or swim is today's topic. You pick your path. You pick your future. Remember, you look back after you listen to this, and you basically 10 times mentally manifest where you're going to be heading in the future. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to wish you a mad love and respect. And I want to wish you guys a wonderful, amazing evening. It's your boy Fresh. Help and support. Share it. You already know the phrase. Together, get up and go get it. Let's go, baby.